You know, people from around the world love to come to the Canadian Rockies to ski. It's great, the different voices you hear as you ride a chairlift in the mountains. But they also come to teach others how to ski. Here's an example. At Sunshine Village Ski Hill, for example, they hire people from Australia, Germany, and Britain. The eye-opener's Daniel Nerman recently met up with one ski instructor who comes from a place, well, a little bit further away.
Take a look at my name tag. It says Natalie, Ski and Snowboard School, Burkina Faso. Well, Burkina Faso is a small West African country. It's a very warm country. The temperatures vary between 30 and 45 degrees. My dad was a diplomat. I was born in Africa. And then we moved to New York City. I lived a couple years there and a couple years in Ottawa. So I experienced the snow already. I didn't have the chance to go skiing because my parents were not skiers. And it was always my dream.
You've been skiing for a long time?
Since I was three, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And yourself?
I was 27.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, actually, my first day was in France while I was studying in Paris. I went for a week in the French Alps with friends of mine. And, you know, we hired the equipment. That was a bit of a hassle because we didn't know how to, you know, put the ski boots on and put the skis on. And then I remember I didn't have ski pants. I was in jeans. I looked like a real tourist. And, yeah, then we started on the hill, and there was a T-bar, and struggled a bit to get on the T-bar, but, you know, I managed to get on and get to the top. And then the only thing I wanted to go is ski down. So I just, you know, pointed my ski tips down and just went. And I just kind of flew down the hill. It was still a bunny hill, but, you know, you're still flying down. And I didn't crash at the bottom. I managed to stop in a nice plow, so I was happy. And then went up, and we did it again. And I was hooked.
Legs. You know, to me, when I think about ski instructors, I think they just work in the Canada winter, or they work in, you know, North American winter, but that's not the case for you. This is something you do all the time.
Yeah, this is my career, and like anybody else, you know, I love my job, and you do your job all year round. I want to do my job all year round, so that's why I decided to follow the snow down under in the summer. I'm a teacher, I love teaching, and that's why I'm here. With your hips, instead of keeping your hip bones behind your feet, keep them in the middle of your feet.
What did your parents think when you said, I'm not going to be a hotel manager anymore, I'm going to be a ski bum?
They weren't very happy. My parents are not a lot into sports, and especially not winter sports. And, you know, starting at 33 and you start from scratch again, they knew it was going to be hard work.
And now what do they think?
Oh, they're happy. You know, if I'm happy, of course they're going to be happy. That's what you want for your children.
Have you taken them to ski?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. No, no. They don't like the cold.
What about you?
I hate the cold. I love the snow. I love people, but just I hate the cold. And yeah, when it's cold, I feel miserable, and it's hard. That's the only difficult part of my job, is being out there fighting against the cold. Your feet are cold, your hands are cold, but, you know, whatever conditions are, you have to be there, and you have to be happy to be there and do your job.
So the cold is the only thing you really never got over?
Yep, that's about it. All the rest, I love.
That just might be the Rockies' only African ski instructor, Natalie Wadrago, speaking to the eye-openers, Daniel Nerman.